This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Our guest, Michael, we've been ranting here. You've got 5 minutes to finish up other points that you're focused on.
Yeah, Alex, well, let's talk about the other article you mentioned earlier in the show where a member of the parliament in Denmark, Ida Auken, you know, basically a member of the elite. The elite are telling us exactly what they plan to do if we allow them to do it. Well, she wrote an article which appeared on the official website of the World Economic Forum, basically saying what life would be like. She envisions what life would be like in 2030, only 14 years from now. And in the article, she says, oh, I don't have any possessions. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any appliances. I don't own any clothes. I don't have any possessions at all. But everything is provided for me by the central government. I live in a planned economy.
She doesn't have photos of her grandmother. They're on the cloud. They can be watched. She says her own mind is hooked into the matrix. She's controlled. It's so wonderful. In fact, since you mentioned this, let's have you back up, because this is an evergreen story, next week for a full hour on this. But keep going.
Yeah, and basically saying, oh, I don't have any possessions. I don't have any privacy. But in the article, she says, oh, but I've never been happier. And she says, oh, in the future, the people aren't going to have to work. It'll all be done by robots and computers and artificial intelligence. And then if you want something, you just order it, and it's delivered to you.
And scroll down. This woman looks like a total cult member. But understand, she's the upper-class technocrat, so she'll be controlling you, so she's all for it.
It's nothing but socialism with a thin veneer of technology.
Scroll down. Let's show how crazy this woman looks. Please continue.
Yeah. And it's basically the equivalent of a member of our Congress saying this, you know. So this is somebody that has real political power in Denmark. But she's saying that basically she envisions a world of planned cities where we're tightly in very tight communities where we all use public
and transportation. And all she's saying is the public globalist plan. It's not like she's the progenitor.
Oh, yeah, she didn't dream this up, but this is what they want, and they believe that they can create kind of this socialist utopia where everything is pre-planned and where, you know, when you graduate from high school or college, your job is assigned to you because everything is planned, everything is controlled, and it's a great green society.
And they push it as grassroots with the Zeitgeist movement, supported by the UN and the New York Times, and the head of that movement said that I would be put in a re-education camp.
Yeah, because those that don't agree, that try to rebel against the system, well, they're the problem. They need to be re-educated. They need to be controlled. They need to be put away, whatever, because they want this wonderful...
Well, she says we'll just be put into zones, which I told her by that movie, or that series of books, which turned into movies, you know, with the whole Mockingjay and the rest of it, Hunger Games, is the real globalist plan. And she says we'll be wild, feral humans in her article.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they see us as a people who actually want liberty and freedom as a lower class of humanity, but they're going to evolve and they're going to, you know, have this wonderful socialist dream and they're going to, you know, and it feeds into transhumanism, humans being connected with technology and robots and computers and everything else, become a different class of human, more evolved into this wonderful new world order. And those that don't want to participate, well, they're going to be, you know, put outside the city, put in zones, re-educated, whatever you want to say it. But she's just expressing what the global elite have wanted for decades, but she's saying, hey, we could have this by 2030 if the public will allow us to proceed toward this wonderful
incredible
new world.
And they call us fake news when we do what the mainstream media won't do. We go to the World Economic Forum website and it's a freaking nightmare. You know, you go on there and it's like, we want $100 trillion in new taxes paid to private banks every decade. We want to run your life. Your kids don't belong to you. We need Al Qaeda. That was one headline from the Foreign Affairs CFR. Al Qaeda's good. We need them. I mean, you know, what's crazy is they just act like we're idiots and aren't reading this. Michael Schneider, incredible job. EconomicCollapseBlog.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Isn't he honored? Yeah, he made the Washington Post ban list. of risky agents. Comrade, we'll be back. Stay with us. Plain Nancy coming up.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wayne Madsen, former of the National Security Agency, is one of the top writers when it comes to cybersecurity, espionage, you name it. He's just so much stuff he talks about. When I was first interviewing him 20 years ago, I just couldn't believe it. Like, your cell phones are tracking you, they're triangulating. That all came out later, how they use keyword software. He was the first guy I heard about a year ago when these WikiLeaks were coming out saying, this isn't Russians, this is American. Now, William Binney has gone so far on this show as to say, it is. And I said, you know who? And he said, look, you don't want to get SWAT team. Let's not talk any further. Now we have the high-level British ambassador coming out in the London Guardian saying, look, he said this months ago, but he said, look, I've been in D.C. I've met with the leaker. It's high level. It's U.S. intelligence. It's a leak, not a hack. It's the Chinese that know how to break into stuff. The Russians are very, very small in their numbers compared to the Chinese. And he just went over the facts. That's up on Infowars.com. But separate from this, I've never seen such authoritarianism. I mean, it's surreal to have Hillary demonize me and call me Darkheart and Obama attack me. But to have Vice News yesterday on HBO attack me with the president. To have NPR last week, basically every hour. Now it's settled down some. I mean, we're talking thousands of newspapers last week, hundreds a day, with fake quotes. I'd say Hillary is responsible for thousands and thousands of children being murdered and chopped up and sold to sex slavery and raped. They edited it together and had me saying they were doing it at the bottom of a pizza place and then cut out where I said Syria. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to next level. And by the way, I did talk about Podesta and these codes, but this is how they discredit. And they don't care anymore. So again, some fools out there go, oh, great, you know, Alex Jones, I'm not in trouble. This is all of us in trouble to shut down free speech. And if you think I'm in trouble getting all this traffic, because NPR is big, it's got 40 million listeners a week. We've had massive traffic. But we notice it's junk traffic. They're not really buying anything or supporting sponsors, which is fine with me. Most people don't want junk traffic. I'll take all of it. Because junk traffic, somebody I'm going to wake up. Statistically, it's a low number of liberals I'm going to wake up, but I don't care. Send them to me. But we're getting massive traffic from CNN, ABC, CBS. I mean, we're not just talking about CNN with low ratings or MSNBC. We're talking about ABC News, CBS News, NBC News, all the major nightly shows from Stephen Colbert to you name it are attacking us weekly now. And I'm not making it about us, but I'm telling you, they say they want thousands of sites shut down. They listed the guy we had on, Michael Schneider, earlier. I know Mads has been some of the reports. What they want is the licensed journalist. Well, this guy's got press club credentials. Well, they'll still go after him. This is massive. They want government control. So there's that issue. There's the fact they're trying to keep Trump from getting into office. All I'm saying is let's wait. Let's get him in. Some appointments are good. Some are bad. The jobs coming back is good. He's got them mad. That's my take. That's my view. David Knight's riding shotgun with us for most of the hour. He'll duck out for 10 minutes at the end, come back and host the fourth hour. He just came back. We're going to Wayne Madsen in a moment. What are some of the areas you want to get into with Wayne Madsen? I wanted to get him on mainly about the CIA report that they admit they won't give the facts. They say it's secret. I've talked to our connections, and yes, I have connections with former high-level CIA and current. And we have connections into the private security agencies that are even bigger because they nexus the 16 agencies, Booz Allen and others. I've talked to three people with connections to that. They've made the phone calls. They say this is not the main CIA. That's why we've had clips of congressmen saying, who were anti-Trump, by the way. I played the clip last hour where congressman, which one is that? Congressman Elliot Engel of New York said, no, they won't give us the facts. They won't show it to us. So, quote, I want hearings so I can see it. So this is so asinine. We know it's Hillary tried to steal the election. Hillary that ordered the media through, I mean, WikiLeaks exposed it. So we'll get Madsen's breakdown, expert breakdown on that. Then we'll get his take on what he thinks we should do about it. So we're going to be talking to him here in just a moment, thewaynemadsenreport.com. He also reports for Infowars.com. I'm inviting him again to come to D.C. I know he'll already be there. We're getting hotels and stuff to help us cover it during the inauguration. But will Trump make it? Because this is unprecedented. Have the CIA not supposed to be involved in domestic operations, domestically doing this. What are some of the other points you want Wayne to get into?
Well, I think it's very significant, Alex, that the CIA would come out and talk about this because they would not attack Trump if they didn't believe they could take him down. This is why Trump needs to take this very seriously, and he needs to push back, because we always understand that when this information comes out, whether it's coming from Snowden or WikiLeaks or somebody, they want to make them the focus, them, the criminals. So when you expose the criminal actions of Hillary Clinton and you expose that she actually did rig the elections, we see that from the conspiracy between her and the press and the DNC. They don't want you to look at what she did to rig the elections. They don't want you to look at her crimes. They want to make the whistleblowers and the messengers the criminals and come after them.
And that's what I told Trump 4 months ago. I said, they're trying to steal the nomination. You just got that. I told him this personally. And I said, they're coming after you. They're going to try to steal the general. And he said, I'm already on it. So he didn't do what I said. He said, Alex, I'm already on it. You'll be very pleased the next few days. Then he came out. It wasn't him listening to me. He totally agreed and understood it. Wayne Madsen, where do you want to start? There's a lot here.
Well, you know, I've never seen so many so-called progressives singing the praises of the Central Intelligence Agency. In one case, it's surprising, but in another, it isn't, because I've just written a book called The Almost Classified Guide to CIA Front Companies, Proprietaries, and Contractors. And even after the end of World War II, when the CIA was created, they used a lot of so-called progressives, liberals out of academia, basically out of Ivy League schools, to do their dirty work in media manipulation, Operation Mockingbird. The Mighty Wurlitzer, all this came from people who claimed to be good old FDR.
And it was illegal then. They've now passed laws legalizing it.
Yeah, now we're going to see the Voice of America start to play a domestic propaganda role. But look, Donald Trump's right. I'm surprised he knows enough about computer security to say, look, we don't know if this is China or Russia or some guy. I know he said a couple times somebody laying in their bed. It's called network weaving. And the way a hacker covers his or her tracks is they go through various servers and computer systems around the world.
Sure. I don't like Bolton, but he's saying this could be an Obama false flag.
Yeah, absolutely. So network weaving was always done by nefarious actors to make it look like it was the Russians or the Soviets.
Well, that's like a phone spoof where you program your phone to be somebody else's phone number and then call up and death threat the SWAT team.
Right. So what they do this for is they, especially if they're breaking into bank accounts, they don't want to be subject to criminal investigation. It gets to the point where you can't follow those electronic breadcrumbs back any further because they get lost in this huge, complex network weaving operation. And I don't think the CIA is telling the truth. I think their secret report is sure, like all the other phony intelligence they've come out with. See, I think there's not only a problem with fake news, there's a problem with fake intelligence.
Well, obviously, most intelligence is fake. So,
the CIA has cornered the market on fake intelligence. Remember Yellow Cake Uranium and weapons
anthrax
destruction and all that nonsense.
And by the way, they knew those were British trucks sold in 1990 and 1989, more than 30 of them, to Saddam to pump up hot air balloons with cameras on them for artillery direction for the Iran-Iraq war. That had just ended, they ordered more trucks. They knew in the specs in James Weapons Quarterly what the trucks were, but they lied and said it was anthrax trucks. But let me just get back to this then. We get so close to a problem that as we stare into the abyss, we become, you know, kind of comfortable with it, to paraphrase Nietzsche. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen something since the Kennedy assassination this epic, where the CIA is openly involved domestically. The media is lockstep saying Trump's a Russian agent. They actually say Tucker Carlson, this congressman, said Thursday, you're a Russian agent. I mean, this is so laughable, but they're doing it. They're serious. They're trying to get delegates to go against Trump. Moore saying, you watch, he's not getting in. I think they're triggering COG, and I think Obama's got on his desk. I'm sure they floated it to him with the media promoting assassination. I think they're looking at actually killing Trump.
I talked to Wayne right after the election, Alex, and we talked about the color revolutions of Soros and the fact that they have always had the goal of delegitimizing an election and then painting the one who won it
sure
as a foreign agent
sure
and authoritarian.
Right after
they
lost.
And talked about how it was a purple revolution when Hillary right came out with her purple clothes.
What does this tell you? I'm going to ask Wayne this. What does this tell you? And we get back to them assassinating Trump, because I think that's really on the front burner now. What is? I'm going to skip the break. I need more time. We'll even be here sooner than continue, so it doesn't matter. We're sitting here. We're looking at this. And as you said, they wouldn't be putting all this out if they didn't think that they could unseat him. And as soon as they lost November 8th, 2 days later, Soros gave several hundred million more to Black Lives Matter, a couple hundred million more to a Ford Foundation initiative, and a bunch of corporations lined up and gave a million, 2 million. Kellogg's did. They gave hundreds of millions. So we're talking close to $1 billion has been given to destabilize, double the money they got the last year in an election. So they're not backing off on destabilization. That was a real marker that they're getting ready for civil war. Then CNN comes out yesterday and says, we're going into a national emergency. Get ready. It's Trump's fault. So Wayne, let's tackle both the national emergency, the assassination issue, and what all this signifies. Because, I mean, in your 40 years as a journalist, before that, you know, in the Navy and in the NSA, have you ever, has your spidey sense or your gut, or maybe you think I'm wrong, maybe this isn't a critical time. I mean, what time in history are we standing right now?
1963 and John F. Kennedy. It was after the Bay of Pigs invasion in 61, he said he was going to take the CIA and break it up into 1,000 pieces and scatter it into the wind. I think we're in that time frame. We've never had a president, with the exception of Jimmy Carter, who tried to fire all the Bush people. And then, of course, they hit him with the October surprise that got him out of office. But we've never seen this kind of head-to-head struggle between the CIA and a president, or in this case,
and they usually kill somebody or false flag them. That's what I'm saying. They wouldn't be arrogantly up on their hind legs if they weren't moving.
That's right. And look, you got John Brennan as the CIA director still. Look, this guy's bad news. This
Saudi operative.
Yeah, he's representing Saudi Arabia and the Islamic State. General Flynn called him out on that, and that's why they're going after Flynn. Look at the story. They're trying to say that Flynn, General Flynn, had a private email server at his office in the Pentagon. Anyone who knows Washington knows that the DIA director's office isn't in the Pentagon. It's at DIA headquarters at Bowling Air Force Base in Washington, D.C., across the Potomac River.
Yeah, they're calling him Crazy Flynn when he's known as one of the smartest, one of the best guys ever reorganizing things. And they're saying, I saw all these articles going, he's crazy. He claims Hillary funded ISIS. It's on record they did.
Yeah, well, if the Huffington Post can't get a basic fact like that right, where is the office of the director, the DIA director, Defense Intelligence Agency? If they don't know that's at Bowling Air Force Base, what else are they getting wrong? They're getting a lot wrong. So, you know, fake news, is it fake news or it's just, it's not good news gathering. They just
make up whatever they want. So getting back to assassination, do you see it in the cards? Because I see everything they're doing shows they've committed. They're going to try to stop him getting into office.
Yeah, that's why it's bothering me. I got to give Trump credit for taking on the CIA. It's like for me, it's a dream come true. I always wish somebody would. Now, look, Obama is a product of the CIA.
Let me ask this. Did you notice they said 6 months ago or about 5 months ago, right when he won the nomination, they said, oh, we don't want to give him intelligence briefings. He said, I don't want those fake things from the CIA. I wouldn't believe a word of that. I have my sources. I now know from multiple sources he has high level Booz Allen analysis. That could become a whole other issue how he was getting that. And has been getting really good intel all along and knows what's going on. If you look at Booz Allen, whether you like it or not, they get to fuse the 16 agencies' info. They're not just looking at one agency. So when they're saying that, you know, if we get hit by terrorists, he didn't get his briefings, it's his fault. No, it's not, because he certainly is on top of things. How astute does it show that he doesn't even want CIA briefings?
Because I think one reason, on Wall Street, there are risk analysis firms who provide Wall Street with much better intelligence, because they're making decisions on Wall Street that could mean billions and trillions of dollars if they don't have
property. Exactly. The CIA is a bunch of political, Ivy League people that Trump can't stand.
They cook the books on intelligence. We know they did it. We know Cheney did it on Iraq. And look, I think he's right. Kennedy, he didn't trust the CIA intelligence because they were trying to lead him into a nuclear war with the Soviet Union at the time. So we've been here before with this Reagan, when Reagan was president.
It's Groundhog Day.
Yeah, Bob Gates was feeding Reagan false information about Soviet.
But at least back then the Soviets were corrupt and doing bad stuff. They're trying to reform while we're going the way of the Soviet Union. I mean, how can they ever accuse Putin of trying to censor press when there's not real evidence of it, when they're openly saying, shut us up, by name, all over the place, Wayne?
Yeah, they're trying to censor RT and Sputnik Radio over here, you know, because it's linked to the Russian government's.
Well, I'm going to ask you both this then. What does Trump do with 38 days out? Let's say I get a chance to talk to him the next few days. I'm talking to Trump for, say, 10 minutes. What do I say to the president?
Stand your ground. Don't be intimidated by the CIA. They've been running this country since 1947, since their inception. Kennedy tried to take him on. They killed him. And Carter tried to take him on. They eased him out of office with a hostage situation created by the CIA in Iran. So this is what he's facing. Reagan didn't trust these trilateral types and CFRs either. And a friend of the Bush family took a shot at him, a few months after he was inaugurated.
Sure. Well, Trump has backed off some going after Hillary, at least till he gets in. And all they're doing is attacking him from every angle, trying to bring him down. I mean, he's got to secure the Republic in our vote. If outside influences like Soros are moving against us and Congress wants investigations of us and Trump, there should be real investigations of Soros and these leftist groups and Hillary trying to steal the election. Look, they're trying to overthrow our country and the First Amendment. At a certain point, we've got to go after these people criminally, David.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. And that's what we talked about right after the election, the fact that this follows a pattern that we've seen from George Soros again and again for regime change, his color revolutions. and it's about delegitimizing the election and demonizing the person that won the election. He needs to come out on the offensive. He needs to understand, first of all, they're very serious. They think they can get away with this, or they would not be attacking the president.
Gotta go offense.
You don't go after the king unless you think you can kill him.
How's he go offense? How's he go offense?
He has to go offense by saying, hey, you're not talking about what was exposed, how Hillary and the Democrat Party and the media actually
should do a press conference, because he keeps trying
corrupt
to
corrupt the election.
He keeps trying to ignore it because he's presidential and hope it goes away. It's every channel. He's got to come out in a press conference and say, it's outrageous. My father, my company, what we do in America, what we've built, the great victory we've had, the job, list the jobs he's brought back. And then the CIA that gave you fake WMD info and all the rest of it comes out here and claims the Russians did this and that you're stupid, America, and you voted for me because of the Russians. And I'll tell you something else. Hillary had Jill Stein go out with this recount. The Democrats gave her money. She joined it. And they counted these states, and I got hundreds of thousands more votes. If you did that everywhere, you'd add it up. It'd be millions, like I said. They've got the illegals voting. They think they run this country. They've run it in the ground. And you know what? What does the American people want me to do? They're trying to have the electors overthrow this and cause a civil war. What should we do? And then the people would say, arrest their asses, because I am sick of this.
And you notice that as soon as Jill Stein crashed and burned on this recount attempt, being shut down in two states by judges who had the good sense to say she doesn't have standing in this. She's got 1% or less of the vote. There's no reason that she should be the one calling for a recount. But in the
They're
one
trying
vote,
to cause a state, civil war. We got to stop them. It's sedition.
Exactly.
Listen, if I get up here and say the government's corrupt and out of control and they need to stop this policy, it's not because I hate America. It's I hate the criminals in government. We finally start getting a government that wants to restore the republic, bring back jobs, bring back transparency, do some decent stuff, and all these foreign powers and agencies are openly trying to overthrow it and cause a civil war, and they've given $1 billion to cause a race war. We cannot sit here and let a James Bond villain plan be carried out against us. Sorry, go ahead, David.
Oh, that's exactly it. In other countries, he's done it not on the basis of race, because they're homogeneous in terms of race. But
that's
they have
religion.
A stratified, that's by religion or stratified based
region.
On income level. That's the way the communists did it. They broke everybody into these economic classes. Here, they didn't have that type of thing. So what they did was they went after racial division to try to create the basis for the revolution. But Alex, the key thing is that we've got to understand that this attack on the press was in the works going back to 2013 when they took away the prohibition of Voice of America coming into the United States.
They've been cooking this up the whole time.
Yeah, this is before Trump. And so this isn't anything as they're trying to portray it.
I want to tell the dummies out there something. There's so many people with blogs and sites that even follow our genre of awakening, and they think it's competition. They go, oh, good, I hope Alex can shut down. We'll be bigger. Hey, dummies, they'll shut you down before they shut us down. That's how it works. They're getting the little people first. That's who Facebook, everybody's ticking off. Believe me, if things get so bad, the press is getting shut down, I'm just going to evacuate. This isn't about Alex Jones. It's like Washington Times. Alex Jones begs Trump to save his website now that folks are calling for it to be shut down. It's called a blacklist, dummy. That's what I'm concerned about, not about them shutting me down individually. I'm sorry. Go ahead, my friend. Go ahead, Wayne Manson.
Well, look, I think one thing is I think Trump ought to go on the offensive rather than play defense on this. He should say, look, after I'm inaugurated, I'm going to name a blue ribbon commission or panel to look at the CIA's blatant involvement before the election. People like these retired or former CIA directors, Michael Hayden, Mike Morrell, all getting involved. This guy, Evan McMullen, former CIA clandestine, running against them. Who funded these operations?
Oh, they have CIA field commanders running the stuff in Utah to try to get delegates. I mean, this is an operation.
Right. They need to say, look, I want to do what Eisenhower said when he warned us against the military-industrial complex. CIA was part of that. What Kennedy said he wanted to do, get rid of this agency. What Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan, Hillary's predecessor, a senator from New York, said get rid of the CIA and get rid of all that clandestine.
Listen, exactly.
Stuff.
It's over for the globalists. If we link up with Russia, unify around dealing with radical Islam, and create a free market bridge, and then get China contained and reformed, I'm telling you, it's peace, man. But the globalists don't want that, do they, Wayne?
No, they want constant schisms, and Hillary's still wearing the purple. I saw her at this farewell thing for Senator Reid.
It's color revolution.
She walked in, she looked like Barney the dinosaur with a purple pantsuit on. So she's still playing that purple revolution card. I think her days are over. She's history, but look, she's got plenty of acolytes out there in Congress, and then these NGOs and all these other groups.
Well, wait, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the way they're going to try to bring down Trump, because they're certainly trying. As David said, you aim at the king to take him out, you better hit him. I mean, they're going all out. What do we expect? What can we do straight ahead?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me now, here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and
this week, we've got a lot of big guests coming up, but I do intend to carve a few days out where we take at least 2 or 3 hours of calls because the callers bring up a lot of great points. I had a lot of great callers last night on the Sunday show. Look, I don't want people to go to sleep by saying we've had huge victories, but I also want people to know we have had some big victories. Globalism's in trouble. It's being exposed. The fact that it's unelected, unaccountable, is now out there. And long term, there's no way it can stand. I mean, I told you they're going to say Brexit isn't legal. They always do that. But then it just causes more votes and more anger and more awakening. So a lot of exciting things happening in every country that's now voting, who's been able to vote, is voting to lessen the power of the EU or pull out of it. Italy just last week. So I want to get both of our guests' view and kind of political weather forecasts into the future, whether they agree or disagree with that and other points we haven't gotten to. But briefly, I also want all the listeners to know that we're running free shipping this week. I just decided to do this this weekend because we can guarantee shipment if you order by Friday anywhere in the United States. Shipping's so good with USPS now, even it gets here Monday, most places except like Alaska. But you can get high-quality products, not battle the crowds, not battle the lines, get great nutraceuticals, and there's free shipping for this week. Starting today, 30% off on the Parasite Cleanse Living Defense. That is a product. Just read the reviews, folks, of what it does. Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, 50% off and free shipping. That's basically a loss leader. Brain Force, now with 20% more, 30% off. Winter Sun, Vitamin D, 25% off. That's key this time of year. It's organic-based. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. That's the good halogen. Read about the iodine conspiracy. BioTru Selenium, you die without it, folks. It is an amazing product. Store-wide free shipping, a bunch of other discounts I don't have time to get into. InfoWarsStore.com. If you sign up for AutoShip on any of the items that obviously are perishable or reusable, like Knockout Sleep Aid or Anthroplex, or Liver Cleanse, Liver Shield, or Prostaguard, or Lung Cleanse, you get 10% off additionally. And there's just too many specials for me to tell you all about them. We've got some great, super high quality, best of the market out there. Survival gear, sleeping bags, tents, thermal systems, you name it, documentary films. It's almost sold out. Trump Is My President, red shirt. They also have the Hillary for President 2017 with George Soros as a goblin saying deport George Soros. That is a limited edition as well. I want to thank you all for your support and tell you to take advantage of the free shipping and those specials while supplies last. Some of the specials are going to end, like DNA Force is 25% off because it's about to sell out. And look what we've done. We've got the whole globalist world upset at us, and it's all because you supported us, and I was able to assemble an amazing team from the people behind the scenes to our great reporters like David Knight and Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com. Check out his books there as well. And then there's our third-party sponsors that make the show possible, like Solutions from Science. They have a brand-new solar generator that's pocket-size. This one, even though it's pocket-size, can even run a lot of 110 appliances at your house, like a small refrigerator so you can keep your food from spoiling. It's mobile so you can jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. Yeah, that's how miniaturized batteries have gotten. It provides an endless supply of electricity from the sun. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. You can buy one right now and use promo code Alex at checkout, and you'll get a second one free. That's a big deal, promo code Alex, plus a bunch of off-the-grid bonuses that are free, too. It's a great deal. Claim yours today, privatepowergrid.com. That's one reason the globalists admit they want a worldwide monopoly on technology now, because they call these disruptive. Stuff's getting so good, wind power, sun power, solar power, that it disrupts their monopoly, and that's why they're trying to bring tyranny in. And finally, Revelations the movie is such a powerful film, 5 years in the making. I was doing interviews 5 years ago, right up to last year. Charlie Daniels, myself, General Boykin, former head of Special Forces, G. Edward Griffin, and so many others they don't even mention here. Check it out today. Joel Skousen. Oh, you know, the great folks up there with the international forecaster, Gerald Celente. It covers a wide range of topics of the New World Order takeover, June 21, Federal Reserve, nationalism versus globalism, and why the choice is so important. Visit Revelation, one word, revelationthemovie.info, revelationthemovie.info, to purchase your DVD or check out hosting it in a theater near you or your church, revelationthemovie.info. Okay, I'm done plugging here, but these are great products. It's how we fund ourselves, and very low prices right now, so please take advantage of that. And you can also give it as Christmas presents or put in the checkout comment on the receipt you get when you put in the address of where you want it to go, address to, put in the comment, hey, you know, to your cousin, your neighbor, your mom, your dad, your son, your daughter, your boss, your employees, your long-lost love, your friend, and then it can be a gift as well. So you help us fund the operation, you get high-quality products from somebody else, and it's just a win-win. Get your Christmas shopping done. It is the Christmas specials. We're politically incorrect, so take advantage of that. Okay, Wayne, I've been ranting. You've been trying to get a word in edgewise here. I apologize. I've got a lot of questions. I've got a lot of comments. I've got a lot of places to go and things I want to cover with you. But looking at where all this lays out, this point in history, what else is on your big board?
Well, it's amazing to me to see so many Democrats and some Republicans, like the dementia patient John McCain, resorting to these McCarthyite tactics of calling everyone a Russian agent. We're back in the 1950s here. I mean, it's like Trump's an agent, Flynn's an agent,
But you know, then there were some Soviet agents. I mean, it wasn't as bad as the, I mean, now it's total bull.
Oh, now it's like there's one behind every tree and under your bed. And you know, and I'm not surprised that Soros is helping with this propaganda because he's a Hungarian. He has a visceral hatred for anything Russian. And it's to the point where he and his father were helping the Gestapo at the end of World War II to round up Hungarian Jews and send them to the death camps. That's somebody that really has a visceral hatred for Russians because he decided it was better to cast his lot with the Nazis. And so, I mean, this is just ridiculous, all these charges that everybody... Oh, yeah, look, even Tom Hartman, because he has a show on RT, and you know, he's a Soros acolyte. He's accused of being a Russian agent. Ed Schultz, Larry King, because they have shows on RT, all supposedly now Russian agents. It's really disgusting that that many Democrats and a few of these Republicans are resorting to these tactics.
Sure, but saying Tucker Carlson, that the guys who said, well, you're a Russian agent too, and Tucker starts laughing at the end of the interview because the guy couldn't show proof of, you know, this all being run by the Russians, and had just been retracted that very day by the Washington Post. And, of course, Tucker hasn't said this, but I know Tucker been to dinner with him. I mean, I looked into things. His dad was the head of Voice of America for like 20 years and a bunch of other clandestine stuff. I mean, you know, to say his dad, who's probably CIA, was working for the Russians is just a ridiculous joke.
Yeah, I met his dad a few times. And, yeah, I mean, that's kind of ridiculous since he was part of the effort to combat Soviet active measures and disinformation during the Cold War. But these people, again, they're entitled to their own opinions, even though they're flawed, but they're not entitled to their own facts here. And that's what we're seeing. And in many cases, these individuals are casting blame. I wasn't on that Washington Post list, the propernot.com, but many publications, including InfoWars, who I write for, were on that list. So I know it's ridiculous. And,
well, I've seen you listed as fake news in articles, though, about fake news, so don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, there was a couple Twitter messages that stated that. So fake news, yeah, well, let's look at the Washington Post, 1981. Janet Cook wrote a book. Wrote an article about a seven-year-old African-American boy named Jimmy in D.C. who was a heroin addict. Got the Pulitzer Prize for it, except one problem. They had to retract it. She made up the story, even though the great Bob Woodward is the one who nominated her for the Pulitzer. Jason Blair, New York Times, 34.
What do you think of the New York Times hiring the guy from Politico that said, quote, I'm a hack. Tell me what to do. I'll write anything you want. I'll lie. And they're like, oh, you, that's great credentials. You're a discredited lying hack in the WikiLeaks. Let's hire you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, if you want fake news, go to the New York Times, Washington Post, The New Republic, USA Today. They've all had their share. Brian Williams, of all people. I mean, this.
Oh, have you noticed he's the new crusader against fake news?
Yeah, you know, you can't make it up. You just can't make it up. I've never seen anything like this.
Let me ask you about the psychology. You're really a smart guy. I mean, I really want your view on this, and I want David's view on this. Jump in anytime, David. This is co-host free-for-all here. We're all co-hosting together right now in a panel. What is the mental illness that's come over them? And I want to add to that. I've lived in Austin, liberal town since high school, but it was good old-fashioned liberals that were against torture, war, all this kind of stuff. Now, I get confronted every time I go out, grocery store, hiking bike trail. Had a guy walk up, pull a gun out, and say, you think you're tough now? You know, you piece of crap. They're going crazy right now. And they just seem like they're going, like, you know, dying or something. And I don't get it. For Hillary Clinton, this monster, and then they're lying about Trump. What the hell happened to them?
They remind me of the people who followed Jim Jones down to Jonestown in Guyana. I mean, I think these people are delusional, and that's being kind. Some of them are plain mentally ill, I think, the way they're spreading around certain stories. But, I guess that's the kind of environment we live in now with, you know, and now they want to brief. There's a call to brief all the members of the Electoral College to give them a CIA intelligence briefing where they'll be lied to by the CIA about fake intelligence.
Oh, yeah, they're saying, the Democrats are saying, brief everyone, get involved like the mafia with a jury. That's what they are, but they've already been given the vote. The jury foreman's been given the vote to deliver, and they say, let the CIA come in and tell them, don't vote for Trump because the Ruskies.
Well, what we should show them, Alex, is that clip from the Defense Department briefing. Remember a few years ago, what was it, 2 years ago, where the one lady who was an officer stood up and said to the Defense Department official, nobody believes this anymore. It's just mindless propaganda. That's what they should show these jurors.
Yeah, that's in the article, Pentagon promises to stop lying because of Matt Drudge.
Mm-hmm.
And the Undersecretary of Defense gets up, and they have people at the PSYOP meeting, but both military and civilian, getting up and going, what, we don't have to lie anymore? They didn't get that. Was a new announcement that they're going domestic, and we promised to stop lying. That was the rollout of the lying. This one woman gets up from the military, and she doesn't quite get it. She goes, I'm really sick of lying. Can I tell the truth? Because they don't believe us. They're like, excuse me, ma'am, you didn't quite get this.
But the other part of it is, Alex, just as they use the policies of, they call it diversity, but actually it is racialism that they push and racism that they push. Now these people who have been calling those of us who are concerned about open borders, the security issues of that, the economic consequences of that, they called us xenophobic. And yet they're pushing hardcore xenophobia by saying foreign influence is why we have to give the State Department the ability to propagandize America. They're going to put out fact-based narratives. We're going to give them $160 million to do this. We're going to make the State Department the center of this. That is why they're pushing back, and they're using xenophobia to do it.
And doesn't that, so it's okay that we're going to have blacklisted state remedy because we're fighting the racism,
yeah,
which is actually creating the division. Wayne, looking at this psychology, though, again, I know you talk about the mentally ill followers of it. What about the press themselves? They've only seemed to get more arrogant, and they're doing more of what brought them to where they are. I don't think they realize most of the military and even intelligence people now are awake. So if they try some weird soft coup, I expect it's going to blow up in their face.
Well, this is because you got ownership of the media in so few corporate hands. They can actually get together and you know, on Monday morning say, okay, this is going to be the lead this week. This is where we're going. Everybody runs with the pack. And it's very easy to do that. You know, people, it reminds me of the movie Network, where Peter Finch, who played Howard Beale, the network anchorman, said, everybody, turn off your TVs, go to the window, put your head out the window and say, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. I think basically Trump has tapped into the people, the fictional people in that movie, who said, yeah, he's speaking for me. And they, you know, people all over the country stuck their head out the window and said, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And I think people, as we saw with the election results, basically did the same thing at the polling place.
So looking at foreign governments, looking at what the CIA has done before here and overthrowing other governments, if they do try a power play, we know they're trying to get the delegates to go against him, the electors to go against him. If that doesn't work, they've shown they're not going to give up. They're totally mentally ill. What do they do next?
Well, I think he's really going to have somebody to come out in his organization. If he doesn't want to do it, he's going to have somebody come out and say, this is why we have the Electoral College. It is a firewall against the concentration of power. It is a firewall against the corruption that you find in certain jurisdictions, like New York or California or whatever, the big cities. That's what its purpose is.
Everything's the separation of powers.
Exactly. And so they have to defend that. And then they also have to put this in the context of these people saying, well, we're going to change the electors who are going, the delegates who are going to go to the convention, and we're going to get them to have their own decision here. Now we're going to do the same thing with the Electoral College.
And the lesson is this. Trump fought it, so they weren't able to steal his nomination. Sanders didn't. He lost it. The lesson is Trump must go on the attack. So I'm going to go back to you.
He has to go on this attack against the Electoral College.
Wayne, how does he go on the attack?
I think what he needs to do, he needs to be really tough on what the CIA is doing right now. He needs to call for a commission after he's inaugurated to say, look, this is an
intelligence. Sure, but I agree with you. You said that earlier. But what does he do in the next 38 days, my friend?
Well, I think he's got to keep up the offense on the people that are these McCarthyite tactics of saying everybody's a Russian agent. It's ridiculous because that can lead, obviously, Russia's a nuclear superpower. That can lead to war, and maybe that's...
Oh, that's my next question. What do you think Russia's thinking by all this?
Well, I mean, you know, Russia has been putting up with this fake fakery with news in the West and fake intelligence now for, well, 15 years or more, that Russia is doing all these things because it's aggressive. It was told that NATO would not, first it was told by Madeleine Albright, NATO's not going to expand into Poland, Czech and Slovak and Hungary, and it did. And they said, well, it's not going to expand.
And they watched them bomb Serbia and hand it over to the Muslims. They watched them take over the Middle East and hand it to radicals. Right. And they see them moving up to their borders saying, we come in peace, we come in peace. But like in Mars attacks, they don't come in peace.
Right, right. I mean, it was to the point they were going to be in Ukraine and Georgia. They were going to surround Russia. I mean, you'd have NATO right going up the Volga River if they had a chance.
And then our media says Russia invaded Ukraine when Soros brags he overthrew the thing.
Yeah.
Right, right. Twice. Soros was involved in the Orange Revolution in 2004 and the Maidan Revolution in 2014. That's twice. And
let me ask you this question when we come back, when I get David's take. Why is Soros still above ground not pushing daisies? I mean, he's got so many enemies. This guy is like Dr. Evil on PCP.
Well, the British even actually used Quantum, which was his organization, as a James Bond villain. They know exactly
who he is.
He is
a James Bond villain. What is his problem? We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 Steel Core Body Armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, CATIarmour.com. Come and take it.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want to make extra cash working from home? Here's a completely legal and ethical opportunity to create a steady income stream from your computer without selling, without convincing, and without any experience or special skills. Regular people like you are paying off their debts, quitting their jobs, and becoming financially free. This is your chance to join them. To see concrete proof and learn more, go to paidinyoursleep.com and watch the free video, No Strings Attached. That's paidinyoursleep.com. Don't pass this up. Go to paidinyoursleep.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'll go 5 minutes to the next hour, as customary, with Wayne Madsen. Then David Knight's going to take over. He wants to take your phone call. So the number is 800-259-9231. If you want to get lined up, we're only about 15 minutes out from him taking calls. 800-259-9231. Look, it's real. We're under global attack. We are the spearhead, not just the tip of the spear. We need your prayers, your support, and I want to thank you for what you've done so far. I didn't ask for this position. I never knew I'd be in this position. I just thought I would ring the alarm bells and other men better than I would stand up and fight the New World Order. Because I take it personal to be conquered by a bunch of global banks that want to make me poor and dumb me down and admit it. There's an article by Kit Daniels up on Infowars.com that boils down a bunch of key reports I filed this weekend about how I believe they're getting ready to try to assassinate Trump and the proof that this whole CIA thing is fake. Paul Watson's doing a video right now about how it's all a big hoax. That's coming out. Anti-Trump, false flag, rogue CIA, globalist left, attempt to overthrow Trump, maximum alert, globalist claim Americans did not choose Trump. And I think that's really emblematic. The CIA and the Democrats claim you didn't choose Trump. You can't have it. You're a Russian moron. You're a useful idiot. You're a Russian dupe. That is such an insult by this arrogant. You know, I've read a lot of novels. I've read a lot of history. I've seen a lot of movies. But fiction is so much crazier, Wayne Madsen. The arrogance of the imperial press, the how discredited, how loathed. And now they've got the in movies. I checked it out when a caller called. Advertising MSNBC at movie chains, and they're force feeding it to school kids. It's just like, and Obama's calling for state-run media. It's like, wow, wow. You think you weren't lying enough is why you lost. Wayne, your comments on that in closing.
Well, I would just point out, you know, they said that Paul Manafort, who was the former campaign chairman for Trump. They said he's a Russian agent because he had a lot, you know, he was basically a lobbyist and he was representing the interests of the Ukrainian president, Viktor Yanukovych, who was overthrown by the Soros revolution in 2014. Yanukovych was the democratically elected president of Ukraine.
That's the thing. I've talked to Roger Stone about this, and Manafort said, why come on and tell the public? They're just not sophisticated enough. He helped put people in that were anti-Russian.
But right. Podesta was involved just as much as Manafort was, and they never said anything about Podesta's involvement
exactly,
as a lobbyist
exactly.
And his brother.
It's picking and choosing. It's cherry picking.
Yes.
And that's what they're doing. This new McCarthyism is just frank. I mean, the Democrats are going to pay a big price for what they're doing and demonizing people. Like what happened in the 1950s.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's beyond calling us deplorables. What do you make of the FBI coming out and challenging the CIA and saying, no, you don't have proof of this?
Oh, well, they're trying to say Comey's another Russian agent now. Look, the FBI has responsibility for foreign counterintelligence activities in the United States. They're the experts on that. I'll go with the FBI. That's weird coming from me, who's been visited by them on several occasions. But I'll go with the FBI's good judgment on that. They know the CIA is making it up.
And then, of course, we see that in Georgia, you had the Department of Homeland Security actually try to hack in there, and they had to admit it, and they said, well, it was a rogue employee. But, of course, it couldn't be a rogue employee that exposed all these emails from Hillary Clinton and Podesta. No, it couldn't be a rogue employee.
Apparently, they also were caught going into the systems in Illinois. So we have a pattern of DHS doing
it. All right, Wayne, do 5 more minutes with us, and then David Knight's going to take over. He's got a lot, a full plate. I want to come back and ask you a few other questions on the other side. Folks, visit WayneMadsenReport.com. He has a bunch of e-books, also paperback books that he's written on a host of subjects. Very, very important work to support this journalist who writes articles for Infowars.com for no pay. Because we don't have the budget for that. We're trying to get the budget to do that. But we do pay to fly him to do stories like the amazing Judge Scalia murder report, which pretty much came out. We were right about that. And more to support him, WayneMadsenReport.com. Don't forget, free shipping store-wide until the 17th with guaranteed delivery in the U.S. of the Christmas presents and huge specials up to 50% off store-wide sale. Please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. Network.